My 8-year-old son Joel comes into my office to ask if there's a worse swear word than f**k. No, I say. There's a silence. You're lying, he says. There's none worse than f**k, I say. Joel narrows his eyes. I know you're lying, he says. He leaves the room.
It's not the doctor. My name's Andy. I'm a paramedic working for the GP out of hours service. I'm calling with regards to your concern. Can you just confirm what your concern is this morning, please? I asked in case there was more to his problem than mere excess flatulence.
I can't stop farting, doctor, he shouted.
Before I even had chance to reply to him, I heard down the line once again, followed by another brief moment of silence, and then another.
A major 1960s opinion poll found, in fact, that more Protestants than Catholics indicated they were ready to condone violence in support of political ends.
The committee meeting is afterwards. Let's keep it affable.
Yes, you're right, Steve.
He turned towards Stuart.
Pass the sugar. Oh, and the cigars, we're a good chap.
He obliged, but less than graciously. At times he felt like his skivvy.
And down she fell. And so she fell lower and lower yet. The darkness grew more and more intense.